there was a person who was traveling to L.A. And she asked at the counter, I'm going there today. Can you make sure that I have 3 pieces of luggage? I would like 1 piece to go to Toronto, the other to New York, and the third to Chicago. And the person says, ma'am, we can't do that. And she goes, but you did it yesterday to me. So we are all familiar when things go wrong in our life. But sometimes we forget when things go right. And usually they are connected to one another. For example, when Jesus was born, the 3 wise men brought him 3 gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But we sometimes forget that when Jesus died, he also received 3 gifts. He received the shroud, the plushchenitsa. He received the ointments with which his body was anointed. And he also received a tomb where his body could be buried with dignity and with respect. Today is called Forgiveness Sunday. And it's meant to remember everything that was done wrong and everything that was done right. That's correct. When people hurt us or say things wrong to us, the church never says to forget, but to remember. That same plushchenitsa that was a burial instrument from Jesus is carried every Good Friday in all the Ukrainian churches in the world as a reminder of what the best friends of Jesus did to him. Remember when doubting Thomas did not want to believe in the resurrection. Jesus appeared, but Jesus didn't forget what Thomas did to him. He said, Thomas, come forward. Put your hands in my wounds. What you did was very, very real. That's why Thomas hesitated. He didn't want to be reminded of what he did wrong. Because forgiveness doesn't mean I do something bad, I apologize, and that's all I have to do. No, you don't. You cannot ruin life, hurt people, and simply say you're sorry. There is such a thing as an atonement. How can I atone, make up for the bad things I have done? All the saints throughout their entire lives, they spent them making up for the bad things they did. They understood that forgiveness is not one action, but it is part of a process. In other words, if I do something bad to you, I apologize. I don't need you to accept my forgiveness. You can't manipulate me by withholding forgiveness. That's your problem. But my responsibility is also not to take very lightly what I have done, but to make my apologies sincere by making the world a better place. So this is the question that I pose to you on Forgiveness Sunday. You have done something wrong. You apologize, but don't stop there. How can I make up for the damage I have caused so that behind me is not left many people who are hurt and in pain, but they look at someone who is sorry and they say, I know this person is sincerely sorry because they're trying to make up for the bad things they did by doing good things, by being a good person, by doing good Christian deeds. So on Forgiveness Sunday, do not forget the bad things that you have done. Accept responsibility for them because they have a long-lasting effect. Also, no one can manipulate you by withholding forgiveness. And the third thing, try to atone, make up for what you have done wrong by making the world a better place. Forgiveness is not a choice. It is not one action. It is part of a long process called repentance, where I, with God's grace, become a better person by making up for the bad things I have done. Slava Isusu Christu.